Now, slowly but surely, Europe's politicians are hammering out a schedule for the future of the Lisbon Treaty, the document aimed at reforming the way the European Union is run. On Sunday, the Deputy Prime Minister, Alexandra Vondra, met the Irish Foreign Minister, Micheál Martin, for talks in Ireland on behalf of the Czech EU presidency. Last June, Irish voters rejected the treaty. Now things are gearing up for a possible second referendum in late 2009. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Neither Ireland nor the Czech Republic have yet ratified the Lisbon Treaty, but as things stand, both are inching closer to a final decision. The Czech Republic in the lower house this week, and Ireland in a second referendum possibly as early as this autumn. On Sunday, Irish Foreign Minister Micheál Martin made clear after meeting with Mr. Vondra that his government was committed to the treaty, not least because of guarantees promised by the EU. Last December, the European Union pledged Ireland sovereignty guarantees such as the country retaining the right to decide on issues, including abortion and euthanasia. The final wording, though, has yet to be determined. Still, Irish officials now seem confident the time is almost ripe for a second vote. Irish Foreign Minister Micheál Martin.
The government is in favour of passing the Lisbon Treaty, and has been, obviously, and indeed many of the members of the Parliament are. But what we're really about is we've listened to the vote of the people last year. We engaged in significant research to understand the reasons why people voted no and voted yes. We've isolated and identified those issues. We have sought to address them in the form of the guarantees, and also critically in the form of the decision taken by our colleagues to have one commissioner per member state. So our position then would be to say to the Irish people, our colleagues in Europe have responded to the issues that you raised in the last referendum. Surely now it's reasonable that we should not halt or delay the reforms that are necessary to the institutions of Europe to enable Europe to be an effective voice in world affairs.
It is now being suggested that a second Irish referendum could be held in October. Several other EU countries also have to complete ratification in the meantime. Germany, where the document has been challenged legally, Poland, where it remains to be signed by the President, and the Czech Republic, where the Chamber of Deputies has yet to vote. In the Czech Republic, the ratification process is set to resume this week. Even so, Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Vondra on Sunday was careful to stress that neither Ireland nor the Czech Republic should be pressured into passing the document quickly, the Czech Deputy Prime Minister.
I suddenly informed Minister Martin also about where we are. The first committee of the lower house has already approved the Lisbon Treaty on Friday morning, and we expect the vote to take place next week in the lower house. So we are moving ahead. We are moving ahead, and I think that it's in certain harmony, so we are all working hard.
The road to ratifying the Lisbon Treaty has been a long process with plenty of hurdles, not unlike the failed EU constitution before it. But now there are indications some of the previous opposition to it is fading. In Ireland alone, a new poll released on Monday suggests that 51% would now vote in favour, boosting proponents' hope that the treaty could be approved before the year is out.
And that was Jan Wellinger with that report on the fate of the EU's Lisbon Treaty.